Jotted down a few things related to Pesach Sheni. Today is the last day we can talk about Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni is on Sunday, right? Pesach Sheni is on Sunday. So today is the last day we can talk about. Okay, just a few short things. Pesach Sheni is the only yomtif, time you have a principle, an exception to the rule of Ovar Zimanoi, Batal Karbonoi. Every single type of carbon has a Zman. You can't be Hashlomo for the Tomishal Shachar. Once you get to Chatzos, that's it. Ovar Zimanoi, Batal Karbonoi. The only exception is Pesach Sheni. You're able to bring the carbon Pesach even though the Zman has passed. It's so unique. Now let me just take a step back. There's a very famous Medrash. The Medrash says that every single one of them, of the Chodoshim, Hashem gave us a festival, with the exception of Cheshvan. That's why it's called Mar Cheshvan, bitter, because there is no Yom Tov. There is a tradition that the Chanukas Habayis Shlishi will take place in Cheshvan, so the holiday is yet to come. There is such a tradition that there's a conflict because there are other Mamar Chazal which indicate that it will come in a different month. Okay, but Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Chalvin is waiting to come. Now that means every single one of the months has a Yantar. Really? Is that really true? Well, let's go through. Nisan is Pesach. Let's skip over Iyar. Go to Sivan, obviously, is Shavuos. What is Tammuz? Shavuos of Tammuz, which means that those days will be transformed. Also, Shem Ha'as will be transformed. Will be transformed for Sasim and Simcha. The 4 days: Tzayim Hachamishi, Tzayim Harvi, Tzayim Asiri, and Tzayim. Where I leave out the four fasts will be transformed. Okay, so we have over here Shavuos of Tammuz Av. Av is also what we have Tuba Av. Tuba Av is the more significant. Tuba Av is actually a Yom Tov. We come to Elul. What is the Yom Tov? What is the Yom Tov in Elul? Say and prepare this. I thought it was the Rapash. What is the Yom Tov that we have in Elul? Why is Elul called
when you gave us a shiur last year, you were saying in terms of what it was supposed to be originally.
Right, okay. Okay, I don't remember all the details. Yeah, that's a different calculation. What was supposed to be, we come back to Shemiyat Tzeres, comes back to them. But the point is that what is significant about Iyar is this is a real Yom Tov. Pesach Sheni is the Yom Tov that makes Chodesh Iyar into a Chodesh that has a Yom Tov. It's not just, Pesach Sheni, like for example, contrast Pesach Sheni with Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is not on the charts. By us, the way we live today is that Lag BaOmer has become a major, major holiday. People go to Nehru, they spend enormous amounts of money, the yeshivas are all off, and there's celebrations, and became a major holiday. But in Chazal Zayis, Lag BaOmer doesn't rate. Lag BaOmer is not the day when the Talmidim stop dying, so you don't say Tachnun. It's a very nice thing, they stop dying, so it's a day you don't say Tachnun. But just because you don't say Tachnun, does that mean that the whole Chodesh is a Chodesh, which has, the whole Chodesh is a significant Chodesh, and that it has a Yom Tov? No way. Lag BaOmer does not qualify with enough potency to
make it into bonfires.
Right, they make it, but in halacha it doesn't have any status. It's a day you don't say Tachnun because it's a day when the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. But doesn't give koyach to the chodesh that the chodesh should be transformed into a chodesh that has a the whole chodesh is all focused on its chagim. Pesach Sheni is not to be taken lightly, even by the people who say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. There's a machlokes ha'poskim if you say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. By us, I don't think you're going to find a shul today that says Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. But there are shuls that say Tachnun, even though you say Tachnun, but it's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. Ad kedei kach, it transforms the chodesh to a chodesh that's not a an orphan chodesh that has a Yom Tov.
Things are done on Pesach Sheni today that makes it Yom Tov. In times of the Beis Hamikdash,
nothing. There's nothing that we do.
It's just
a zecher. It's a minikid matzah. We'll come to that in a moment. It's just a zecher that bizman shebeis hamigdash hayakayam, a person who was tamei, who was b'derech rechayga. This was his second chance. Now let's
really for us to be able to say something because we
Rav Meir is touching upon an extremely delicate issue. Okay, he just touched upon the Dera Delkei Ishar. Meir said that since Bizman Hazeh we're all Tameim Bizman Hazeh, so we were not able to bring the Pesach Rishayin. So if Beis HaMidrash will be rebuilt, so we now need Mashiach will come, and this will be rebuilt before Sunday. So the whole Klal Yisrael is going to go to Eretz Yisrael to be in the current Pesach. Now, l'chayr al derech pshat, that is shalei kahalacha. The only time you can bring a Pesach Sheni is if the majority of the tzibur brought the Pesach Rishon. Then the individuals who are tneim or derech chayko can bring the Pesach. Now, according to that rule, that means it's too late for us, because since the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, so there's no halacha permission for any individual to bring the Pesach Sheni in the event that the Mikdash is rebuilt before Pesach Sheni. Even though that is what appears to be correct according to the strict letter of the law, there are Rishonim that say that when there is no Beis HaMikdash, that rule does not apply. That rule that you have, the majority must bring the Pesach Rishon in order to bring the Pesach Sheni, is when there is a Beis HaMikdash and there is potential to bring the Pesach Rishon. So then, the majority brings the Pesach Rishon, and then the minority brings the Pesach Sheni. If the majority, for whatever reason, didn't bring it because the whole Klal Yisrael was Tameh, then there's rule Chutupet Betzibu. That's another exception. But let's say due to circumstance they didn't bring it, so then you can't bring it. But when you don't even have that potential because the whole Klal Yisrael doesn't have Beis HaMikdash, then the rule does not apply. So if the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt by Sunday, there is.
We don't know the Yichus of Kahanim. How are you
going
to do it?
When Mashiach will come, that's going to be the job. That's going to be the job of the Sanhedrin, the job of Eliyahu HaNavi, the job of the Melech HaMashiach, to provide a solution to that problem, to clarify who are how. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know. You can go DNA, maybe that. I don't know what the answer is. DNA is does halacha accept? Let's say. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But that's the job of the Melech HaMashiach to provide an answer to that solution. The Mokam HaMizbeach. Okay, what about the Mokam HaMizbeach? Can that be validated? According to Chazal, it has to be the precision, the exact location. Even if you're going to tell me the Dome of the Rock is the Mokam HaMizbeach. Where on the Dome of the Rock? It's got to be 32 Amos by 32 Amos with precision. Where? And many say that Dome of the Rock is not the place of the Mizbeach. It's either the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or really it's moved over all the way to the right. You have to go all the way further towards the other side. Whatever it is, that's the... This is another issue in that the Shiloh, Bisman Hazef, the Beis HaMikdash will be born. And someone will say that's why in Korech, and the Pesach Seder, can we say Korach? We say Kach Hillel, Korech, Kainos Hillel Bizman Shabes Hamigdash Shoyakayim Hoyahoyah Korech Pesach Matzumar VeOichel BiYachal Kaimashenemar Al Matzois UMeror MiYochluhu. That's the wrong pasuk. That's the pasuk that's said by Pesach Sheni, not by Pesach Rishon. So someone suggested, Rav Meir was alluding to, that there are Rishonim that hold that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then you can still bring the Pesach Sheni. So therefore, we bedavka, since we're holding that the Seder and Mashiach has not yet come, so we bedavka, we quote the pasuk of Pesach Sheni in order to give us chizuk. There's still hope. It's all hope is not lost. There's still a possibility. Okay, now why is this carbon? This is a very big issue. Why is it? Since we have a general rule of oynis rachmana patre, if an accident happens, you're exempt. Person was tamei derech chayka, so you should be happy. So I don't have to bring carbon Pesach. I got away with it. Okay, so you got away with it. Okay, so this car, so you're not chayv karis, you're an oynis. I was tamei, I was derech chayka. It's not my fault. So I'm not chayv karis. No one told you chayv karis. Oynis rachmana patre. Avar zmanoi batul karbono. Why did the Torah go through? Why is there this halacha that no, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, it's an exception? So the Meshech Chacham explains a very powerful insight. Carbon Pesach is not just any carbon. Carbon Pesach is the carbon that we renew our Jewish identity. To prove the point, he explains there's a very unique halach when it comes to a ger tzedek. Bizman shabeis hamishakai, in order to complete your gerus process, you have to have a kabbalah mitzvahs, you have to have milah, you have to go to mikvah, and you must bring a carbon. Bizman shabeis hamigdash hayakayim, the gerus is incomplete without bringing a carbon. The carbon is the completion. Bizman hazed, there is no carbon, so we don't need it. What happens if a ger does not bring a carbon? So he's not a ger. But the ger he brings has been carbon oila, but he brings a carbon pesach. The ger participates in a carbon pesach. Yotza. He's a full-fledged ger. If a ger brings a carbon chatos, even though he's not really allowed to, but let's say he would participate, he would bring carbon chatas or carbon shlamim or any other carbon. No, it's no good. He has to bring a carbon oila. A ger has to bring a certain type of carbon in order to trigger his gerus. All other carbonos do not work, with the exception of carbon pesach. Why? Because carbon pesach is Klal Yisrael's introduction. It was the way Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he passed over Ba'avar Ba'layla Hazeh. It was the first carbon. It's what we Yikhu Lechem Ish Selavei Sama Selabayis. It's how we became who we are. Therefore, that's why this is the exception. Because when you have to renew your Jewish identity, there's no exceptions. There's no rule of Oynis Rachmona Patre. There's no rule of being Tamid Derechaika. There's no exception of Avar Zmanoi Batel Karbono. And that's why Pesach Sheni is such a special day, because renewal of Jewish identity is something which is critical. Okay, now there's another very important idea. We know there's another parasha in the Torah that was added at a later point in time, and that is Beno Slavchat, Yerushas Aretz. In a situation where a father does not have any sons, only has daughters, it appears from the original Torah, from the original way the Torah was given, that the girls would say to the girls, tough luck. You're out in the street. You get nothing. The Yerush is going to go to a brother, it's going to go to an uncle, going to go to another relative, it's not going to go to the roots. Along comes Beno Slavchat, and they say, it's not fair. It's not fair. Why should we lose out our father? He died for didn't do an Avera. Why should we lose out? So Moshe, you're right. Let me ask Hashem. Imdu v'yeshma ma Hashem yitzav eschem. Hashem says to Slavcha, you're right. Kain b'no Slavcha doivos. I'm going to give them a Yerush Eretz Yisrael. How is the parasha b'no Slavcha different than the parasha of Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, there was no plan. There was originally no plan. It was not meant to be a backup. What happened? They came to Moshe and they said to Moshe, "Lo monigora, lo monigora. Why should we be denied?" So Moshe said, "Okay, let me find out the answer." So the first man, I don't have all the details in front of me, but the first man explained there's a very fundamental difference. Beno Slavchat, when Moshe responded, Hashem responded to Beno Slavchat, Hashem said, "Kain Beno Slavchat Dovros." What they said is correct. This is something that was meant to be. It's just that it's premature. I did not yet give them that mitzvah. The mitzvahs evolved to the midbar. Moshe gave them the mitzvahs piecemeal. They jumped the gun. They came along and they asked something which ultimately would have been given anyway. Cain, you're right, they're right. I was going to let them know about this at a later point in time, but we did not get around to it yet. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, it was never meant to be. That's the difference of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni was a Yom Tov that was never meant to be a backup plan for the Tamim and the Derech Rechayga. It's purely because people were Mevakshim. They were Mevakshim, they were Dershim. Lama Nigara. Because they were Lama Nigara, Kadosh Baruch Hu created, Kaviyachal, you could say such a thing, a Torah Chadasha, a new law, a new halacha, of
Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't know the situation would arise. I mean, obviously,
of course, it's going to arise. Okay, there's always going to be Tanaim. There's always going to be people that are Tanaim. People die all the time. Shayaros Mitzuyos. People are coming and going all the time.
Besides, they were carrying the Aronos.
The Kavarim, they're carrying the Aronos, yeah.
Why did Hashem say that a uniform date? There's one out of Moshe, if it's Tumah.
Yeah.
So when you tell her, bring it.
No, that has to be standardization. You can't have a Olam Shel Hefker. You have to have a standardization. When the group comes together, it's each one is machazing the other. You just do whatever you want. It's a Wild West. The Torah is not for the Wild West. The Torah has to be structure. Okay, all right. I hear the question. I guess since Pesach is so important, you are renewing your identity as Jews, it has to be done collectively. Similarly. Okay, so this is something, a very important idea that Pesach Sheni represents. It's unique in the Torah in that it's something new, a new creation that was introduced because people felt denied. Lama Yigara. And the Bali Musa said that every person, there are two different situations, Tuma and Derech Rechoga. The Bali Musa said that these two allude to what's Tuma? A lack of Kiddusha. Not everyone is Niyale Bahashem Miyamoy Bimkoim Kosher. Not everyone can maintain a status of Kiddusha in a heart. People fall from Kiddusha. Tuma represents a fall from holiness. Derech Rechoka, the Bali Musa explained, represents a chesaron in Emunah.
you see Hashem far away. You can't come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech Rechoka is a chasar emuna. Every single person on their madrega can do better in these two areas. In emuna, which is represented in Derech Rechoka, and in Kiddusha. Pesach Sheni, we don't have what to do on Pesach Sheni. We could eat matzah, tzecher for Pesach matzah, but the avod of Pesach Sheni is to identify with the people of the Midbar and to say, Lama Nigara. Why can't we be zocha to higher levels of Kiddusha, higher levels of Emunah? And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something new, something which was not meant to be, if a person has a true mivakesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create new madrigals, new koichos in a person that it can come to higher levels of Kedusha and higher levels of Emunah. Okay.
They didn't have the term
What?
They didn't have to make chaburas.
They did not. It was brought on the 14th day. Okay, very quickly, when do you eat matzah? On the 14th day? When do you bring the Karban Pesach? You bring the Karban Pesach, you shecht it on the 14th day. When do you eat it? On the 15th day. So when don't you say tachnon? On the day when you shecht the Karban Pesach on the 14th day. Or the 15th day? So some also, since you're eating the Karban Pesach on the 15th day at night, so some do not say tachnon on the 15th day either. Now, here's the big question. When do you eat matzah? Technically speaking, the only time you eat matzah is the night, is 6 hours, the first 6 hours of day 15. That's when that's when they ate matzah. You shech the Karban Pesach on day 14. So when you shech the Karban Pesach, you don't say tach. The whole 14 days, they have shechitas Pesach, so it's a yomtiv. But you don't eat matzah then. The matzah eat at night, at the Seder. When is the Seder of Pesach Sheni? The Seder of Pesach Sheni is the night of the 15th day. So that's when you should eat matzah. Indeed, there are people that's when they eat the matzah. But that's not the common meaning. The common meaning is to eat matzah on day 14. Some eat on day 15. But the common, so the question is, what are you eating the matzah? Why are you eating matzah on day 14 when the time when they eat matzah on day 15? So the answer is, because if you eat on the night of the 15th, many places can say you're over Mal Tosef. If you eat on the 15th day, the Torah only told you to eat the Pesach Rish. The Torah never told you to make a Yom Tif of eating matzah.
That's why when you eat matzah, you should eat it with chametz to show that it's...
No, so some say yes, you're touching upon another. We're out of time. The Torah is touching on another topic. Is there a prohibition to eat chametz with the matzah on Pesach Sheni? Let's say Bizman Shabbos Hamidah Shayakayim. You have a Seder. You invite over your family. I'm having my Seder, my Pesach Sheni. Come to my Pesach Sheni Seder. I was Tommy. They can't eat it. They can't eat it, but you can eat it.
Only you can eat it.
Only you can eat it.
You don't have to.
And I have matzah. Matzahs, you have matzah, maror, and Pesach. And you say the. What? No, you're not allowed to leave over. A small Pesach. That's right. Or don't have a large meal. That's right. You can't leave over. We have a chabura. Go get some other people to join you. You have a chabura. On Pesach Sheni, you have a chabura. But listen, I'm having it. So let me invite my family. Do I have to kasher my kitchen? Do I have to kasher the kitchen for Pesach Sheni? Machloikis Rishonim. Al matzah, some hold that these two are mutually exclusive. If you are eating matzah, midin matzah, it's machloikis Rishonim. Midin matzah, more you have to eat maror. Yeah, of course you have to eat maror. Matzah mor yochlu. Of course you have to eat maror. You have to have romaine lettuce. You gotta have bodek. They have to make more money. This is more money to be made. Industry. But the question is, do you have to kasher your kitchen? What? You're allowed to buy your roll, you're allowed to possess it. You're allowed to possess it. Imay babai is very good to possess. But what about achila? Can I, while I'm eating my matzah, can I have for the... Can I have... So you can have it. There's no din bal ye roi here. But what about achila? Must the matzah be kosher le Pesach matzah? In other words, let's say there are a couple of crumbs on the table or I'm eating the matzah. So this is machlis. Some say they're mutually exclusive. If you're eating matzah, you can't have in your mouth chametz.
Those are
Pesach Sheni matzahs. Pesach Sheni matzahs. They're not kosher Pesach.
The matzahs have to be baked lishma on
Okay. And eating matzah at night? At night? So it's a shayla, not to eat matzah. There are poiskim that are makbid not to eat matzah at night. It's bordering on Baal Tosef. It's Baal Tosef. So the minog, to preserve the minog, you do it the day before when you shech the Karm Pesach. When you shech the Karm Pesach, you don't eat matzah. You don't shech the matzah. On Yudalit, to do eat the matzah, Yudalit by day, or to eat matzah tesvav by day, but not to eat matzah tesvav balayla, because that would be Baal Tosef. Okay, let's do one short thing. Quick. It's that the test of a person to where they're really holding is when you can't do something. For example, when the Mashiach will come, the Goyim will bitterly complain, it's not fair! We also want them, we also want reward in Olam Haba. Hashem says, you didn't do the mitzvahs, too bad. So give us the mitzvahs. Okay, I'll give you the mitzvah. I'll give you the sukkah. It gets hot. Hashem takes out the sun. And what happens? They kick the sukkah. Why are you putter? You putter from the mitzvah. You don't have to, mitzvah putter. Why do you have to kick it? That's, goes to show, it goes to show that you're not shaykh the Torah mitzvahs. A person is tamei, person is derech chayka. I can't do the mitzvah. So either you can clap your hands, jump for joy, I'm potter, I'm exempt, I got rid of this problem, I don't have to go sit by a seder, or you could have tsar, lama nigara. Pesach Sheni is really the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam. When Mashiach comes, what's the difference between us and them? The difference is, because we can't even go in the sukkah, we walk out of the sukkah. When they can go into the sukkah, they kick the sukkah. Pesach Sheni is the tsar, is the yomtif, the tsar that we were not able to bring the Karpas. We have to feel that tsar, because that tsar is what's mavdil between Yisrael lo amin. Okay? We'll leave it with that. Have a wonderful day.